Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar's here. Jeff is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He is the best, greatest, most awesome wordsmith on the planet, probably in the galaxy. We're still checking on that. The polls are coming in on that. He's the author of 3 books on being home-based and teleworking. He wrote a book on teleworking 20 years before you and I thought about it. Talk about being a prophet. He's an award-winning journalist. I saw him get that national award. I was there. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Jeffrey, I was telling the audience about you being a charmed quirk, a party of one, home-based teleworker. Not a teleworker. Well, you telework, I guess, from your kitchen to your bedroom, to your office. But
there you go. Exactly.
But that is the definition of working without a net, living right by your wits. I have a professor friend who used to say, my friend Jim Blasingame, he's a small business owner, he lives by his wits. But you're out there all by yourself, and in a crazy year, how do you stay focused?
Yeah, well, you know what? It can be tough. There's with the politics of it all, with coronavirus right now, and with my daughter who spent her last semester of college at home and not away at school, with a wife who, you know, was working about 3 days a week but then was furloughed for a bit and couldn't work for a bit because the office was closed. It was hard to avoid all that. But there's a couple things come to mind. Is anybody who's working from home now, remote working, say you're a W-2er who's been sent home to work. Mm-hmm. One thing we've spoken about in the past is if you have the chaos of that, one thing I've always said is the power tool of the home office is a door that closes.
That's right.
So if you can keep the chaos on the outside of your door and you can focus on the inside, that's great. Not everyone has an office like that they can enjoy. So
you need, but if you're going to be there for very long, you got to find one, don't you?
You got to find one. You got to build one. You got to find a place that's away from the chaos of the home. But in a bigger sense, it's what often comes in through the news sources and through your phone and through the websites you visit or social media, mm-hmm. and how just to keep your nose to the grindstone, your eyes on the terminal and just working.
If you're working, let me put it this way. If you got important work to do, there's one rule in the 21st century that I think you have to abide by, and that is stay the heck off of social media.
Yeah,
just leave it alone. Don't even go there. Say, okay, I'll be through at 6:30 tonight. I'll hang out over there then. But I don't know how in the world anybody could get work done during the day and focus when they spend any time, I mean 5 seconds, on social media. What do you think? And you can't have you can't have your watch dinging you every 3 seconds when somebody tweets.
Right. You know, it's funny. When I first got into social media, I said, I want to be alerted to everything. So I had all the alerts on. So I'd get an email if someone commented on something.
Oh,
I'd
my
get a
God.
Ping every time a tweet came through.
Yeah.
And after about a week, I said, nah, I don't think so. And so I turned off all alerts. So I have no audible alert with any social media. But there's a couple things to keep in mind. First off, social media is not as horrible as a singular, enterprise. Social media, enterprise is the wrong word, but as an adventure that we can go on. Because I use it to keep up with family and friends. I use it for my camping and my music and my art.
No, it's a great tool. It's like a hammer, but if you walk around and everything you do holding a hammer hitting people, that's not going to work. You got to put it down, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And so, there's a time and place, as they say. And I've done this a couple times, and I've just, as a matter of course, when I'm busy writing, I'm not on social media a lot, just as the nature of work goes. When I've got paying work to do, I don't have time to be on social media. But several years ago, and a couple times I've done this, I did a social media sort of blackout, where I just said, I'm not going on, I'm not big on Twitter, but I'm not going on Twitter, I'm not going on Facebook, maybe LinkedIn just to post some, you know, work I may have done. But otherwise, I'm staying off them for a week and just see how that goes. Just log out, don't log in, stay
drop
off.
Out.
And especially now with the politics, you know, with the election coming up.
Yep.
There's always stuff.
It'll make you crazy. It'll make you crazy. This is this stuff. The dark side of social media. We're getting to a point right now, I think, Jay, Jeff, that the dark side of social media is starting to outweigh the good side, the lighter side of social media. It's really with the influences of foreign governments trying to. Not make Biden win or Trump win, but make you and me mad at each other. All of that.
Right.
You and I talked about this years ago, Jeff, about how to be a more discerning consumer of information online.
Right.
That's never
right.
been more true than now. And if you're a small business owner, and if you're the person who has to turn the work out to get the money in, nobody's going to bring, you know, if you're an employee and you ghost for a week and nobody finds you, you'll still get paid. But if you and I don't do our work, we don't get paid. We eat what we kill, don't we?
Right. Absolutely. And I think that's really important to remember is that, you know, social media, again, with all its good and its bad, we have seen over the past 4 or 5 or 6 years the bad that it can bring.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, as you know, at the very least, be a discerning user. At the very least, realize when you're being sucked down a rabbit hole of you know, as you said, so discontent being sown by ne'er-do-wells and people of ill intent. Try, you know, avoid it. Stay
and
on
we
the
have
positive
to, we
side.
Have
if
to,
you have to go,
we
at
have
all.
To admit and accept that it is has the potential to be addictive. Depending on your nature and your personality, it can be addictive.
Absolutely.
It could cost you your business. It could cost you your job if you can't stay focused, if you can't stay off of it. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, it is no less. If you're an addictive personality, it is no less. And I'm not trying to minimize anything, but it's no less addictive than watching, you know, TV at certain times or gambling or drugs and alcohol. It's no less addictive because it's tapping the same parts of the brain.
That's right.
For the same type of emotional
and
outlet.
And it's making you unproductive and on many levels. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com,
RoadTripMojo.com.
JeffreyZabar.com. I don't know. He's got a lot of folks, but check him out. You'll be glad you did. And if you got words, you need somebody to help you with them, Jeffrey can do it. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasky, and we're going to talk some more about focusing after the break. See you guys. I'm stuck in old
diapers. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.